You know deep down that something has to change before this year ends. Not next year, not later, now, because if you don't do it now, you'll carry the same problems into 2026, same habits, same mindset, same results, and you'll look back feeling frustrated again. This isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters. Do these five things before 2026 begins, is your reset. These are five real-life actions that can shift your entire direction. No hype, just straight talk. You're not here to play it safe anymore. You're here to take back your time, to take yourself seriously, to stop doing what drains you and start doing what builds you. You don't need permission. You don't need to wait for motivation. You just need to decide that this time you're not ending another year feeling disappointed. You're going to make yourself proud, starting now. These five things will help you do it. Stay with this. You'll thank yourself later. Chapter 1. Stop waiting and fix what's clearly not working. You know, it's a strange thing how long people will wait to fix something they already know is broken. A person will stay in a routine they hate, around people who don't support them, doing things that make them miserable, and they'll say they're waiting for the right moment, waiting for a better time, waiting until the pressure disappears. But let me tell you something that changed my life. There is no perfect time. There is only now. If something in your life is clearly not working, it's not going to magically fix itself. Problems don't go away just because we wish they would. Discomfort doesn't disappear just because we pretend it's not there. Whether it's your health, your habits, your income, your mindset, or the people around you, if something isn't helping you grow, it's pulling you backward. And 2026 is not going to wait for you to wake up. The days will keep passing, the weeks will keep flying by. And the question is, will you still be stuck in the same place 6 months from now? Or will you finally take charge? You can't improve your life by tolerating what breaks you. You can't get ahead by putting up with things that drag you down. You already know what's not working. You feel it. You live with it every day. It frustrates you. It drains you. And deep inside, you've already decided it needs to change. But deciding is not enough. You've got to act. You've got to stop waiting. When something in your life feels wrong, you feel it in your body, your energy goes down, your confidence weakens, you start questioning yourself. That's not just discomfort, that's your life telling you something is off, and the longer you ignore it, the more it grows. That job you can't stand, it's not just a job, it's a slow decline of your self-worth. That routine that keeps you tired and distracted, it's not just time management, it's your future slipping through your fingers. That habit you keep repeating, it's not small, it's holding you hostage. You know where your energy leaks. You know the conversations that leave you feeling empty. You know the actions that give you regret instead of results. So why are you still in it? Why are you letting another day pass without fixing it? You don't need permission to take your life seriously. You don't need the world to clap for you before you decide to clean up your situation. You don't need a guarantee. What you need is the courage to start fixing the things you've been avoiding. If it doesn't make you stronger, it's making you weaker, and you already know which one it is. This is where people lose time. They overthink. They analyze everything. They wait until they feel ready, and they lose months, sometimes years, stuck in the exact same spot. I've watched good people waste their lives waiting for clarity, when what they really needed was action. If something is broken, fix it. If a door is closed, move on. If something is costing you your peace, it's already too expensive, and you don't fix it all at once. That's where most people get overwhelmed. You fix one thing, you take one step, and that step leads to another. You stop making excuses for what's clearly not good for you. That's when real life begins. It's like this. If you walked into your house and saw water leaking from the ceiling, would you sit down and wait to see if it stops? Or would you get up and do something about it? You'd move fast. You'd take it seriously. So why treat your own life any differently? You already know what's leaking. Your time, your focus, your energy, your belief in yourself. And you already know what's causing the leak. It's the habits you haven't changed. It's the standards you keep lowering. It's the people you keep chasing, just to feel accepted. Fixing it doesn't require you to be perfect. It just requires you to be honest. Some people stay stuck for years because they lie to themselves. They convince themselves things are not that bad. But deep down, they know they're settling. They know they're giving away their potential. And the hardest part is not admitting it. It's facing it. But that's what growth demands. Growth demands you to face what's broken and fix it, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it takes time. No one is going to do it for you. No one is coming to change your habits. No one is coming to reset your mindset. That's your job. That's your responsibility. And the best part is, you're fully capable of doing it. You just have to decide that the pain of staying stuck is no longer an option. Every successful person you've ever admired, every disciplined person, every confident person, every strong person, they all had a moment where they stopped pretending, stopped making excuses, and started fixing what was broken. They didn't wait for New Year's Day. They didn't wait for a better mood. They looked around, took a breath, and said enough. That's what this year is asking from you. Not more waiting, not more planning, more doing. If your health is declining, fix it. Start eating better. Start walking. Start sleeping on time. It doesn't have to be a major shift, just a consistent one. One decision a day that honors your body. If your mindset is negative, fix it. Start replacing complaints with solutions. Speak better to yourself. Choose discipline over distraction. Start reading. Start journaling. Start thinking clearly again. If you're around people who don't respect your growth, fix it. Stop trying to please everyone. Start respecting your energy. You don't owe your peace to people who constantly break it. If your time is scattered and wasted, fix it. Stop living on autopilot. Set a routine. Put your phone away when it's time to work. Say no to anything that doesn't move you forward. If your goals are unclear, fix it. Write them down. Keep them in front of you. Make them real. Then take a small action every day toward them. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to start moving. And listen, change is not about shame. It's not about beating yourself up for what you didn't do. It's about owning your future. It's about saying, I've had enough of this version of me. I'm building better. That's not weakness. That's strength. Because the truth is, you don't get stronger by doing what's easy. You get stronger by doing what's necessary. And what's necessary right now is to stop waiting and fix what's clearly not working. Before 2026 shows up and you look back and say, I could have done more. Don't let that be your story. Fix it now, because time doesn't wait, and neither should you. Chapter 2. Decide what you want and stop being unsure. Most people don't move forward in life because they haven't made a clear decision about what they really want. They think they're working hard. They think they're busy. But deep inside, they're still unsure. They haven't taken the time to sit down and say, this is what I want my life to look like. And that lack of clarity is why they feel stuck. When you don't know what you want, every path seems like an option. You say yes to things you should walk away from. You chase things that aren't even meant for you. You spend your energy on people and projects that have nothing to do with your future. And you wake up tired, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally tired. Not because you're lazy, but because your mind is scattered, your focus is split, and your direction is missing. You have to decide. You can't keep living in the middle. One foot in, one foot out. One day motivated, the next day confused. That's not progress, that's a cycle. And cycles don't change your life, only decisions do. When you're unsure, you hesitate, you question yourself, you overthink, you compare, and when you keep doing that long enough, your confidence starts to drop, because deep down you know you're capable of more, but your actions don't reflect it, and that gap between your potential and your reality becomes painful. Clarity gives you power. When you know exactly what you want, your life gets simpler. You stop wasting time. You stop explaining yourself. You stop chasing things that aren't aligned with your future. You wake up with purpose. You move through the day with direction. You say no to things that don't fit. And you do it with peace, not guilt. But getting that kind of clarity isn't about reading a book or copying someone else's goals. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about asking hard questions. What kind of life do you want to live? What kind of person do you want to become? What do you want to build, experience, and leave behind? These aren't casual questions. These are the kind of questions that require silence, time, and truth. You can't answer them while scrolling your phone or rushing through your day. You have to sit with them. You have to get uncomfortable. You have to admit what's been missing, what's been ignored, and what you've been too afraid to commit to. Because the truth is, being unsure can sometimes feel safe. If you don't decide, you can't fail. If you don't choose, you can't be judged. If you don't aim for something, you can't miss. But that's not safety, that's self-sabotage, and it comes with a cost. The cost is your growth, the cost is your progress, the cost is your future. There is a moment in life where you have to say, I've been passive long enough, I've been waiting long enough, I've been drifting long enough, and then you choose, not perfectly, not knowing every step, but knowing what matters to you, and starting from there, you don't need to figure out your entire future in one sitting. That's where people get overwhelmed. What you need is to decide the next clear goal you want to pursue. Maybe it's building a strong daily routine. Maybe it's creating financial stability. Maybe it's improving your health. Maybe it's learning a skill. Whatever it is, get specific, be honest, be clear, and write it down. Because when it's written down, it's no longer a thought. It becomes a plan, a direction, a target. And when you have a target, your brain starts to focus, your time starts to organize, your energy begins to align. The people who make real progress aren't smarter than everyone else. They're just more clear. They know where they're going, so they don't get lost in distractions. They don't entertain drama. They don't doubt themselves every day. They move. They act. They adjust when needed, but they never stop aiming. You can't build a better life if you're unsure what that life even looks like. You can't work hard for a dream that keeps changing every week. That kind of inconsistency kills your drive. You need something solid, something that matters to you, something that makes you feel alive when you think about it. And once you've decided, protect that decision, because life will test it, people will question it, distractions will tempt you to change it. But if your decision is real, if it came from deep within you, you'll stay with it. You'll protect it like your future depends on it, because it does. You'll stop caring what others think. You'll stop comparing your journey to someone else's. You'll stop looking for signs and start creating results. You'll stop talking so much about what you plan to do and actually do it. And yes, doubt will still visit you. You'll still have moments where you feel lost. But the difference is, now you have a direction. Now you have something solid to come back to. And that's what makes you unstoppable. Not perfection, not constant motivation, just clarity, just commitment. Some of you have been waiting years to make a real decision. You've been stuck between two paths, torn between comfort and growth. And it's time to stop waiting, because every day you stay unsure, you lose time, you lose energy, you lose the opportunity to become who you were meant to be. So decide, even if it's messy, even if you're scared, even if you don't know every detail yet. Decide what you want your life to feel like. Decide what habits belong in that life. Decide what kind of people deserve to be around you. Decide what success means to you, not based on society, but based on your values. Because until you decide, nothing changes. You stay busy, but you don't move forward. You stay tired, but never fulfilled. You work hard, but feel disconnected. That's what happens when there's no direction. Your effort goes in circles instead of forward. And this isn't about being in control of everything. Life will always have uncertainties, but your job is to make the one thing certain, your decision, what you want, what you're committed to, what you're willing to work for, even when it's hard. So if you're tired of feeling stuck, ask yourself this: what do I really want? Not what sounds good, not what others expect, not what's safe, but what you truly want deep down. Write it down, say it out loud, and then live like you mean it. Because 2026 isn't waiting for anyone. Time will move with or without you. The question is, will you be in the same place a year from now, still unsure? Or will you look back knowing you finally decided, and everything started to change? This is your moment. Don't waste it. Decide now.
Chapter 3. Let go of people who never show up. One of the hardest lessons in life is realizing that not everyone you care about is meant to go where you're going. It's a painful truth, but it's one you can't ignore if you truly want to grow. You can't keep holding on to people who consistently choose not to show up, not just physically but emotionally, mentally, and with real support. If someone keeps choosing distance, silence, or excuses, then that's their decision. But your decision has to be whether or not you continue allowing that energy in your life. You've got goals. You've got standards. You have a future to build. And you can't keep dragging people who don't even want to walk beside you. It's not about being cold. It's not about being unkind. It's about being honest with yourself. There are people who only come around when it's convenient. people who disappear when things get real, people who are always too busy to check in, too distracted to notice you're struggling, too self-absorbed to ask how you're doing without expecting something in return. And for too long you've been making space for them. You've lowered your expectations. You've ignored the patterns. You've made excuses for their absence. But at some point you have to stop pretending that effort from your side is enough for both of you. Because it isn't. Healthy relationships, real friendships, honest connections, they go both ways. There's respect, there's consistency, there's presence. Not perfection, but presence. Not flawless communication, but real support. And if someone refuses to meet you halfway, you don't need to carry the full weight of that relationship anymore. You're not responsible for someone else's lack of effort. You're not here to chase people. You're not here to convince anyone of your value. If they don't see it, it's not your job to beg for it. Some of you have been emotionally drained for years because of this. You've held on to people hoping they'd change. You've tolerated silence and distance thinking it would get better. You've watched them show up for everyone but you and still gave them one more chance. But every time you lower your standards to keep someone around, you lose a piece of yourself. Letting go doesn't mean you hate them. It means you finally love yourself enough to choose peace over inconsistency. It means you stop settling for being an option when you've always treated them like a priority. It means you accept that not everyone deserves front row access to your life. You need people who are solid. People who check on you even when you don't ask. People who show up not just when you're winning, but when you're quiet, when you're tired, when you're unsure. People who don't disappear when you need encouragement. If someone keeps breaking your trust, breaking your peace, breaking their word, then what are you really holding on to? It's not easy, I know. Especially when there's history. When you've shared moments, memories, and time. But don't confuse time spent with value given. Just because someone's been around for years doesn't mean they've helped you grow. And just because they were there in the past doesn't mean they belong in your future. Sometimes the most powerful move you can make is to stop reaching out. Stop over-explaining. Stop apologizing for your standards. Let the silence speak. Let the distance form. If they care, they'll notice. If they value you, they'll return. If not, you just gave yourself a gift. Clarity. You've got to ask yourself some honest questions. When was the last time they showed up for you without needing something in return? When was the last time you felt seen, heard, and respected in that connection? Are you always the one initiating, checking in, making plans, keeping it alive? And if you stop today, would the relationship even survive? There comes a time in your life when you can't afford to keep giving energy to what gives you nothing back. You've got goals to reach. You've got peace to protect. You've got a mindset to develop. And that means guarding your space with seriousness. Because the people around you shape your attitude, your drive, your habits, and your future. You become like the ones you surround yourself with. If they're negative, you start feeling drained. If they're lazy, you start losing your fire. If they're inconsistent, you start doubting your worth. This is why you need to stop choosing history over growth. Familiarity over progress. Attachment over self-respect. Some relationships have expired, but you're still trying to keep them fresh. You're watering dead plants. You're waiting for change from people who've shown you over and over that they don't care enough to show up. Stop doing that to yourself. Surround yourself with people who challenge you to be better. People who believe in your goals. People who tell you the truth and stand by you in the hard seasons. People who don't need reminders to care. These are the people who give you energy, not confusion. Presence, not silence. action, not empty promises. Letting go makes room for what's real. It opens the door for new connections that actually nourish your soul. It teaches you that your time and presence are valuable, and once you fully embrace that, you won't settle for halfway connections ever again. Don't let fear keep you stuck. Don't hold on just because you're afraid of being alone. Loneliness isn't healed by people who leave you feeling invisible. You deserve more than that. You deserve to feel supported. You deserve to feel appreciated. You deserve people who show up, not when it's convenient, but when it's necessary. You are not hard to love. You are not too much. You're just too real for people who aren't ready to match your depth. And that's okay. Not everyone is meant to stay. Not everyone can handle your growth. Some people preferred the older version of you, the one who didn't have boundaries, the one who said yes to everything, the one who accepted less. But that version of you is gone. And the new you doesn't chase energy that disappears every time life gets uncomfortable. From this point forward, only make room for people who make room for you. Stop explaining your worth. Stop hoping they'll change. Stop expecting different results from the same old patterns. This isn't about cutting people off out of anger. It's about choosing yourself without guilt. It's about protecting your peace like your future depends on it, because it does. You don't owe anyone your energy. If they've shown you they don't value it, you don't need to fight for space in someone's life when you're already creating a life full of meaning. Focus on that. Build that. And trust that the right people will meet you there, not just with words but with action. And when you do that, something powerful happens. You stop begging. You stop waiting. You stop doubting. You stand firm in who you are. And that kind of strength will not only transform your relationships, it'll transform your entire life. So let go. Not with anger, not with bitterness, but with clarity, with peace, with full acceptance that your energy is too valuable to be spent on people who never show up. And once you finally walk away from what's been holding you back, you'll see how much lighter life becomes. Chapter 4. Start building habits you can actually stick with. If you want to change your life, you need to start with your habits. Not the big promises, not the intense plans, not the motivational highs, but the simple things you do every single day. Real transformation doesn't come from doing something once in a while. It comes from creating systems that you can actually live with, consistently, without burnout, without drama, and without quitting after 2 weeks. Most people fail to build new habits because they overdo it on day one. They try to change everything at once. They go from doing nothing to trying to be perfect. But perfection is not sustainable. It's not human. What works is building habits that make sense for your life right now, habits you can live with even when you're tired, even when you're busy, even when motivation is gone. The goal isn't to impress anyone. The goal is to make progress you can repeat. Because that's how real growth happens. You do something so many times that it becomes part of you. You no longer have to force it. You just do it, because that's who you are now. But it starts with being honest about what you can actually commit to. It's better to walk 10 minutes every day than to go to the gym once and never return. It's better to write one sentence every morning than to set a goal to write a book in a weekend and burn out before page one. The small actions might feel too basic, but they build discipline. They shape identity. They create momentum. If you're not proud of how you're spending your time, then it's time to redesign it. Look at your day, not your month, not your year, your day, how you start it, how you end it, where your focus goes, where your energy is leaking, because your habits are just a reflection of your priorities. And if your priorities are unclear, your habits will be inconsistent. You need structure, not restriction. You need patterns that support your energy, not punish it. You need to stop following someone else's routine and start creating your own. A system that matches your goals, your reality, your rhythm. That's where success begins. The key is to stop chasing intensity and start building consistency. You don't need to do everything. You need to do a few things well. Every day, over and over. That's how you win. Start by choosing just one thing. One habit that you know will move your life forward. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be clear. Maybe it's waking up 30 minutes earlier. Maybe it's putting your phone down at night. Maybe it's drinking more water, writing your to-do list, or stretching for 5 minutes. Whatever it is, keep it small enough that you can't make excuses. Small enough that it becomes automatic. Track it. Measure it. Repeat it. Until it sticks. Then add one more. You're not trying to change your life in one leap. You're trying to design your days so well that change becomes inevitable. Most people underestimate how far they can go by just staying consistent for a few months. They think change has to be dramatic. But real results come from boring discipline. Quiet work, the kind that no one claps for, but that transforms you from the inside out. Habits are not just actions, they are agreements. You're telling yourself, this matters. I choose this every day, no matter what. And the more often you follow through, the more your brain starts to trust you. That's how confidence is built. That's how belief grows. It's not built through hype. It's built through showing up when it's not exciting. When no one's watching, when your mood says no, but your commitment says yes. And that's the turning point. When you stop negotiating with yourself. When you stop starting over. When you stop giving up every time things get uncomfortable. If you want to create habits that last, you need to make them obvious, simple, and meaningful. You need reminders in your environment. You need triggers that push you into action. If your goal is to read more, put the book on your pillow. If your goal is to journal, keep the notebook on your desk. If your goal is to work out, lay your clothes out the night before. Make it easier to begin. Don't rely on willpower. Build systems that support your intentions, and you have to be patient. You have to give your brain time to adjust. You don't get results in 3 days. You don't feel different overnight. But if you stay with it, something starts to shift. Your identity catches up to your actions. You no longer say, I'm trying. You say, this is what I do. There's no need to rush. You're not in competition with anyone. This is your life, your schedule, your growth. Go at your pace, but go with purpose. And don't judge yourself for slipping. You will have off days. You will miss a step. That doesn't mean you start over. It means you get back on track. Quickly, without guilt, without shame. Because consistency doesn't mean perfection. It means commitment. This is not about doing more. It's about doing what matters. Repeatedly. Until it becomes second nature. Until it becomes who you are. So ask yourself, what habits would change your life if you stuck with them for 6 months? What small daily actions would make you feel stronger, sharper, more focused? Start there. Choose 3 habits. Break them down into daily steps. Schedule them. Anchor them to something you already do. And then start today. Not next week. Not next month. Today. When you stop waiting for the perfect moment and start building habits that fit your real life, you gain power. You gain stability. You stop swinging between extremes. You start trusting yourself again. And you begin to realize something important. You don't need more motivation. You need better systems. You need clarity. You need actions that match your goals, not just your emotions. The person you want to become is not built in one big move. They're built by the small things you do again and again. Even when it's hard, even when no one's watching. Build those habits. Build that future. And make it something you can actually live with. Not just talk about. Because the habits that last are the ones that make you better without breaking you. Start now.
Chapter 5. Take one risk that scares you right now. There is something you've been thinking about for a long time. Something sitting at the edge of your mind. Something you keep telling yourself you'll do when you're ready. But you're not moving. You're waiting. And deep down, you know exactly what it is. It's that one risk that keeps coming back to you. That one move you haven't made yet. It scares you. It makes your heart race. And that's the exact reason you need to do it. You don't grow by staying safe. You don't become better by repeating the same steps over and over again. Comfort doesn't stretch you. Routine doesn't build courage. What changes you is the moment you do the thing that scares you and realize you survived it. You showed up, you acted, and you grew because of it. Fear always shows up when you're about to level up. It's not a sign to stop. It's a sign that you're right where you need to be. That fear you feel isn't the problem. It's what you do with it that matters. Most people feel it and freeze. They think fear is a stop sign. But fear isn't there to block you. It's there to ask you one question: how much do you really want this? Playing it safe might keep you from failing, but it will also keep you from succeeding. Playing it safe might keep you from getting hurt, but it will also keep you from getting strong. You can't build a better life if you keep avoiding what makes you nervous. You can't discover what you're capable of if you never leave the zone you've outgrown. There's always going to be a reason to wait. You'll never have perfect timing. You'll never feel 100% ready. But that's the point. Growth comes from doing it before you feel ready. Success doesn't wait for you to feel confident. Confidence comes after you take the leap, not before. Every person who did something meaningful started with doubt in their chest, but they moved anyway. They showed up even with shaky hands and an uncertain mind. You can't train courage without risk. You can't develop belief in yourself if you always avoid uncertainty. The only way to build it is by putting yourself in a situation where belief is required. You rise when you step into the unknown, not because it's safe, but because you trust yourself to handle it. You might fail, you might stumble, but that's not what breaks you. What breaks you is staying frozen and letting fear make your decisions for you. That's what leaves you stuck. That's what kills your momentum. Because every time you back down from a risk, you teach your brain that fear gets the final say. And every time you step toward fear, you teach your brain that you're in charge now. You don't need to take a massive leap. You just need to do one thing that makes you uncomfortable today. One thing that pushes your limits. Maybe it's applying for something you don't feel qualified for. Maybe it's starting a conversation you've been avoiding. Maybe it's posting that idea online, sending that message, making that phone call, signing up for that class. You know what it is. It's been there for weeks, for months, for years. That one risk is a doorway, and everything you want is on the other side of it. But you'll never get there if you keep finding reasons to wait. Fear loves excuses. It loves logic. It sounds smart when it says, "Now's not the time." But the truth is, you've already waited long enough. If not now, when you feel more confident, that day won't come unless you build it. And the way you build it is by acting today. There is someone out there right now doing the exact thing you've been afraid to do. And they're not better than you. They're not smarter or more gifted.
They just stopped letting fear run the show. They took the chance. They messed up. They learned, and now they're ahead. Not because of luck, but because of action. That can be you. But only if you stop treating fear like a wall, start treating it like a signal. If it scares you and it matters to you, then it's probably the thing you need to do most. Growth doesn't come from avoiding hard things. It comes from stepping right into them again and again until they stop scaring you. Think about your future. Think about the life you want, the person you want to become, the strength you want to feel. That version of you doesn't come from overthinking. That version comes from doing, from risk, from action. So don't ask what if it goes wrong. Ask what if it works. What if this one risk opens doors you never knew existed? What if this one step changes everything? What if you look back 6 months from now and say, that was the moment it all began? You've spent enough time avoiding the feeling. You've analyzed it, resisted it, buried it, but it's still there. And the only way to move through it is by facing it. You can be scared and still take the step. You can be unsure and still make progress. You don't need confidence, you need courage. You don't need guarantees, you need commitment. Just take the risk. Not because it's safe, not because it's easy, but because it's necessary. You can stay where you are, or you can move toward what you've always wanted. But you can't do both. At some point you have to choose discomfort now or regret later. And regret lasts longer. Take the risk, make the move, trust yourself to figure it out along the way. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to start. One step, one decision, one bold moment that shifts your whole direction. Everything great starts with a risk. Everything real starts with uncertainty. But those who win in life aren't the ones who avoided fear. They're the ones who moved through it. Even shaking, even doubting, even struggling. And when they look back, they don't remember how afraid they were. They remember how proud they felt for doing it anyway. Be that person, starting today. Take the risk. The one that scares you right now, because your growth is waiting on the other side. Chapter 6. Cut fake commitments that leave you feeling empty. There are things you keep saying yes to that don't mean anything to you. You keep showing up to situations that drain you. You give your time, your focus, your attention to things that you know deep down are not helping you grow. And after every one of those moments, you feel it. You walk away empty. Not physically tired, but mentally worn out. Emotionally flat. Like a part of you is disappearing slowly, not from doing too much, but from doing what doesn't matter. Fake commitments are the promises you keep out of pressure. They're the activities you say yes to, just to be polite. They're the meetings, the favors, the plans, and the routines you've accepted, just because you didn't want to upset someone. They're the things you keep doing, because it's what people expect, not because it's what aligns with your future. And if you're being honest, they're not small. They're stealing pieces of your life. You weren't put here to keep everyone happy. You weren't meant to stretch yourself thin trying to live by other people's expectations. Every time you commit to something that drains you, you pull away from the life you really want. Every time you agree to something you're not truly invested in, you weaken your ability to show up fully where it actually counts. It's not selfish to cut fake commitments. It's responsible. It's necessary. If something doesn't feed your purpose, strengthen your character, or build your vision, then you're giving your energy to something that doesn't deserve it. And that's not just a time problem. That's a life problem, because you don't get time back. Once it's gone, it's gone. You know the difference between what fulfills you and what empties you. You feel it in the way you breathe when you're done. You feel it in how you talk to yourself afterward. You know which things feel forced, fake, and hollow. But you keep doing them because they're familiar. Because you don't want to make things awkward. Because saying yes feels easier than saying no. But what's the cost? Fake commitments add up. They pile on your schedule. They crowd your calendar. And worst of all, they block your clarity. You can't think straight when your time is full of things that don't matter. You can't grow when your energy is scattered across people and plans that don't respect your values. Start asking yourself harder questions. Why are you still saying yes to things that make you feel small? Why are you keeping relationships alive, where you're only valued for what you do, not who you are? Why are you agreeing to things that take your focus away from what really matters to you? The answer usually isn't complicated. It's fear. Fear of disappointing people. Fear of conflict. Fear of looking like you're not helpful or reliable. But here's the truth. Keeping fake commitments isn't helping anyone. Not them. Not you. You can't serve well when your heart isn't in it. You can't give fully when your presence is half forced. You're not doing anyone a favor by pretending. And there's another cost, resentment. When you keep agreeing to things that don't align with your priorities, it builds quiet frustration. You start resenting the people, the tasks, and even yourself. You start seeing your days as obligations instead of opportunities. And once you start living like that, you lose your drive. You lose your passion. You start showing up in life as a lesser version of yourself. You need to clear the space. You need to look at your commitments and ask, does this serve my growth? Does this move me forward? Or am I just doing this because I'm afraid of what people will say if I stop? You can't live with strength if your decisions come from guilt. You can't move with power if your calendar is controlled by fear. If you're going to build a meaningful life, you have to get serious about your time. You have to guard your focus like it's gold, because it is. Start cutting. Not with anger. Not with drama. With clarity. With peace. With the full understanding that every no you give to something that doesn't matter is a yes to something that does. Say no to the calls you take out of obligation. Say no to the conversations that always leave you drained. Say no to the projects that have nothing to do with your goals. Say no to the people who only remember you when they need something. And when you do, don't explain it to death. You don't owe long stories. You don't need to convince anyone. Your time is your life, and your life deserves to be spent on things that matter. This is your wake-up call. Look around, look at the way you're spending your days. Is it building you or draining you? Is it aligned or is it just noise? Are you moving closer to the person you want to be? Or are you performing for people who wouldn't notice if you disappeared? Cutting fake commitments is not about doing less, it's about doing what matters more. It's about simplifying your life so you can show up with more intensity, more presence, more power where it counts. When your calendar is filled with things you care about, you stop dragging through your days. You start leading them. And you don't have to wait. You can do it now. Open your schedule. Look at the next week. Circle the things that give you life. Cross out the things that drain it. Then start the conversations you've been avoiding. Be direct. Be honest. And be done with things that no longer belong to your new chapter. You're not who you were last year. You've grown. You've changed. And now your commitments need to reflect that. You can't keep holding on to an old life while trying to build a new one. You can't keep making promises that don't match your priorities. This is how you protect your peace. This is how you get your focus back. This is how you start feeling like yourself again. Cut the fake. Cut the noise. Cut the things that leave you feeling hollow. And start filling your life with things that give you back your fire.
Chapter 7. Use your nights to reflect and realign your focus. The way you end your day matters more than most people realize. Every night is a chance to pause, a moment to check in with yourself, a window to look back and see if you're still living the life you said you wanted. But what most people do is avoid that. They fill their evenings with distractions. They drown their thoughts in noise. They scroll. They binge. They escape. And then they wonder why they feel so off when they wake up the next day. The answer is simple. They never stopped long enough to ask themselves where they're going. When you don't take time to reflect at night, your days start blending together. You lose track of what matters. You forget the goals you set. You drift without realizing it. But when you use your nights to slow down and realign, everything starts making sense again. You don't feel so lost. You stop operating on autopilot. You gain clarity on what's working and what's not. You can't keep waiting for life to force you to slow down. You need to make that space on purpose. And the best time to do that is at night. When the noise fades, when the world stops demanding from you, when you can finally be honest with yourself without pretending. Most people underestimate what a simple evening routine can do. Not a complicated one. Not something that takes hours. Just 10 to 15 minutes of silence, honesty and attention. Sit down. Breathe. Look at how your day went. Ask yourself if your actions matched your intentions. Were you focused? Did you waste time? Did you take care of your priorities, or just react to whatever came at you? This is how you grow, not by doing more, but by becoming more aware. You don't change your life by adding pressure. You change it by asking better questions. You change it by becoming conscious of how you're living and what direction you're facing. Realignment doesn't require a major breakdown. It requires a decision to check your direction before you keep moving. Because effort without direction leads to exhaustion. You can work hard all day and still go nowhere if your focus is off. Your nights are when you take that power back. You can reflect on what you did right. You can notice where you slipped. You can forgive yourself for what you missed and set a better target for tomorrow. This is how you build self-respect, not by being perfect, but by paying attention. Reflection is where your wisdom grows. It's where your habits take root. It's where your thoughts start becoming more intentional. When you journal at night or simply think through your day with honesty, your brain starts learning faster. You stop repeating the same mistakes. You start catching your patterns earlier. You stop being shocked by your results, because now you understand your choices. And when you realign every night, you wake up with purpose. You're not scrambling to figure out what matters. You already know, because you made that decision the night before. You laid the bricks for tomorrow before today ended. That's how winners think. That's how focused people live. Using your nights to realign doesn't mean you can't rest. It doesn't mean you don't unwind. It just means you don't waste the end of your day. You close it with intention. You finish it with clarity. And that changes everything about how the next day begins. Most people start their mornings feeling behind. They rush. They feel scattered. And it's not because their mornings are broken. It's because their nights are sloppy. You can't expect peace in the morning if your night ended in chaos. You can't expect clarity if your brain never had a moment to reset.
That's why it's so important to build a simple system at night. Not a strict one. Just something that helps you close the day with awareness. You can write down three things you did well. You can note one thing you'll improve tomorrow. You can think about what really matters and what you'll no longer tolerate. And then you go to sleep knowing you didn't waste the day. You used it, you learned from it, and now you're preparing for a better one. This isn't about being obsessed with productivity. It's about protecting your direction. When you get too busy, too distracted, too rushed, you forget why you started. You forget what's at stake. You lose connection to your purpose. And then you start making choices that pull you away from who you're becoming. But every night gives you a chance to come back, to return to your values, to look at your goals with fresh eyes, to remind yourself what you're building and why it matters. This is where your inner strength grows, in the quiet, in the stillness, in the decision to stay on track, even when no one is watching. Don't waste your nights on things that make you feel empty. Don't give your last hours of the day to mindless scrolling drama or emotional chaos. That time is too valuable. That time is yours. Use it to build clarity. Use it to strengthen your focus. Use it to realign your path. And if you do this consistently, you'll notice something powerful. You'll stop feeling so anxious. You'll stop feeling like time is slipping away. You'll stop repeating days that feel the same. You'll feel in control again, not because life got easier, but because you became more aware. This is your edge. While most people end their day checked out, you'll end it checked in. While most people keep drifting, you'll keep adjusting. And that adjustment is what keeps you sharp, focused, and grounded. You can't afford to go another year waking up lost, confused, or reactive. You've done that long enough. Now it's time to live on purpose. Now it's time to lead yourself with intention. And it starts tonight. Turn off the noise. Sit with your thoughts. Ask real questions. Make real adjustments. And start building the habit of ending your day the way a strong person would, with honesty, clarity, and the courage to stay aligned with what truly matters.
Chapter 8. Organize your space so your mind feels clear. Your environment is a mirror of your mind. When your space is a mess, your thoughts are scattered. When everything around you feels chaotic, it becomes harder to focus, harder to stay calm, harder to feel in control. And most people don't realize just how much their physical environment is holding them back until they step into a clean space and feel a sudden wave of peace they didn't know they were missing. You don't have to be a minimalist or a perfectionist, but you do need to take your space seriously. Because where you live and where you work directly affects how you think, how you feel, and how much clarity you have throughout the day. Every time you walk past a pile of clutter, your mind notices it. Every time your desk is disorganized, your brain feels it. Even if you try to ignore it, the noise is still there. It pulls at your focus. It drains your energy without you realizing it. You start forgetting things. You start putting things off. You feel mentally full, even though you haven't done anything yet. That's what disorder does. It creates friction, and that friction wears you down. Slowly. When you organize your space, you're not just cleaning up. You're creating an environment that supports your goals. You're giving yourself permission to think clearly, to work with purpose, and to rest without guilt. You're removing the unnecessary, so the necessary can stand out. This isn't just about tidiness. It's about alignment. When your environment is in order, your mind relaxes. It no longer has to fight through distractions just to stay present. You become sharper, quieter inside, more prepared. It doesn't take much.
You don't need a big project. You just need to start with what you see every day. Your desk, your room, your digital files, your phone screen, the small spaces where clutter piles up and starts taking mental space. If you clear those areas, your whole mindset starts to shift. You feel lighter. You move faster. You think better. When your surroundings are messy, your mind starts operating in the same way. You become reactive instead of proactive. You start letting your day control you, instead of taking charge of it. You lose track of your priorities, because nothing around you reminds you of them. But when everything has a place, and every place has a purpose, you take back control. You know where your tools are. You know what needs your attention. You don't waste energy looking for things. You move with clarity. Think about how much time you lose every week, searching for misplaced items, scrolling through a messy inbox, or dealing with disorganized files. Think about how many moments of focus you could get back if your workspace supported your goals instead of working against them. That time adds up. That energy adds up. And it's energy you could be using to build something better. A clear space creates space for new ideas. When your mind isn't distracted by the visual noise around you, it opens up. You start seeing solutions faster. You begin feeling inspired again. You stop procrastinating because there's nothing standing in your way. The mental load drops. You're not constantly feeling like you have to catch up on small messes. You just breathe easier. And that ease translates into better work, better focus, and a better mood. The state of your space is often a reflection of what you've been avoiding. Clutter builds when decisions get delayed, when emotions get pushed aside, when life moves faster than your attention. And that's okay. It happens to everyone. But don't let the mess turn into a lifestyle. Don't let disorder become your new normal. You deserve better than that. Start with what you see when you wake up. Is your room helping you start the day with energy, or is it adding weight before you even get out of bed? Are your clothes everywhere? Are your devices sitting around with old notifications still visible? Clean it up. Make it simple. When you start your day in a clean space, your brain feels like it has a fresh canvas. That fresh start changes the tone of your entire morning. Next, look at your workspace. Are you surrounded by distractions? Is your desk full of papers you don't need? Are your tabs always open and pulling you in different directions? Reset it. Give yourself a space that's designed for focus. Keep only what you use. Make room for flow, for creation, for progress. When your space is built with purpose, your work starts to feel like it matters again. And don't forget your digital space. Your phone, your computer, your email inbox, all of it counts. If every time you open your phone you're hit with clutter, chaos, or distractions, you're setting yourself up to lose time. Organize it. Delete what you don't need. Unsubscribe from what doesn't help you grow. Set boundaries around your digital world the same way you would in your physical world, because it affects your energy just as much. This isn't about being neat for the sake of being neat. This is about living in an environment that reflects your standards. It's about choosing what you allow around you. It's about creating a space where your mind can breathe, where your goals are visible, where your time isn't wasted fighting clutter, both physical and mental. You don't have to fix everything in one day. You just have to care enough to start. Pick one area, one drawer, one desktop, one shelf. Organize it until it feels right, until it makes you feel like you're leading your life again. Then move to the next, slowly, intentionally, and before you know it, the weight starts to lift. You'll walk into your room and feel calm. You'll sit at your desk and feel ready. You'll turn on your device and feel focused. And you'll wonder why you didn't do this sooner. Because the space around you shapes everything. It sets the tone. It supports your vision, or it blocks it. And when you take the time to build a space that reflects your values, something powerful happens. You begin holding yourself to a higher standard. You stop tolerating mess, inside or outside. You start moving with more confidence. You feel like you deserve to be organized, focused, and clear. That's when your energy rises. That's when your results improve. That's when you start showing up with more intention every single day. And it all begins with something as simple as taking back control of your space. Make it count. Give yourself a space that feels like you. One that reflects where you're going, not where you've been. Because clarity isn't something you chase, it's something you create. And you can start creating it right now, with what's right in front of you.
Chapter 9. Check where your time goes and change it fast. Time is the one thing you don't get back. You can recover money, you can rebuild health, you can repair mistakes, but when a day is gone, it's gone. And what most people don't realize is that they're losing time every day, slowly, silently, without even noticing it. You can't afford to keep living that way. If you're serious about changing your life before the year ends, the first thing you have to do is track where your time is going and change it fast. Most people say they don't have time, but that's not true. The problem isn't time. The problem is attention. It's distraction. It's how you manage your hours, how you protect your focus, and how you treat the minutes that build your days. Every 24 hours is a chance to get closer to what you want or drift further away, and that choice is made by how you use your time. Not once in a while. Every single day. If you're not aware of where your time is going, you can't improve it. You can't fix what you don't track. And the truth is, you're probably spending hours on things that give you nothing back. Scrolling endlessly. Checking messages that don't matter. Saying yes to things that don't move you forward. Sitting in activities that feel like work but don't produce results. These are the hidden time killers, and they're stealing your future piece by piece. You have to get serious about this. Not next month. Not when life slows down. Right now. Start by watching your next 24 hours, like a mirror. Write down what you do, hour by hour. Don't judge it. Just observe it. See where your energy goes. Notice the patterns. Pay attention to how often you switch tasks, how often you grab your phone, how long it takes to get back on track after a distraction. What you'll find is that the problem isn't lack of time, it's what's eating it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. You'll realize just how much time you're spending on things that don't matter. And that awareness is your starting point. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to admit what's not working. Then you act. Start cutting what doesn't serve your goals. Cut the noise. Cut the habits that waste hours without return. Cut the routines that give you no energy. You don't need to be busy. You need to be effective. There's a big difference. Busy looks like effort. Effective feels like progress. Give yourself a schedule you can respect. One that reflects your real goals, not your distractions. Build blocks of time where you focus deeply. Protect those hours. Don't give them away easily. Stop letting everyone have unlimited access to your attention. Every yes you give to something useless is a no to something that matters. This is about control, not in a rigid, exhausting way, but in a real, responsible way. You control your day, or your day controls you. There is no in-between. And the people who win in life, they're not working 24/7.
They just use their time with purpose. They know when to lock in. They know when to rest. But most importantly, they know what matters most. And they don't let distractions steal that from them. Look at your screen time. Look at your mornings. Look at the way you end your day. Are those hours helping you grow? Or are they slowly pulling you off track? Be honest with yourself. That honesty is where your power begins. And don't wait for a wake-up call. Don't wait until you've lost more time before you finally take this seriously. One day you'll look back and either be proud of how you used your time or regret how easily you gave it away. You need to stop chasing tasks and start designing your days. Make time for what builds you. Make time for the work that moves your future. Make time for your health, your mindset, your goals. That's not being selfish. That's being smart. Because nobody is going to care about your time as much as you should. And here's what happens when you start owning your hours. You begin to feel stronger. Not because you're doing more, but because you finally know what you're doing it for. You feel more focused. You feel lighter. You feel clear. That's what happens when you cut what doesn't belong. You don't feel scattered anymore. You feel like the leader of your life again. You don't need more motivation. You need fewer distractions. You don't need to hustle endlessly. You need to simplify your calendar. You don't need to work harder. You need to work smarter. That begins when you look at where your time is leaking and patch those holes fast. You'll never regret taking control of your time. You'll never wish you had spent more hours distracted, more evenings wasted, more days on autopilot. But you will regret not waking up sooner. You will regret not respecting your own goals. And you will regret not becoming who you were capable of being, just because you didn't protect your minutes. Every hour counts. Every decision to focus or drift counts. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. 5 hours used right beats 15 hours wasted. One deep hour of clarity beats a whole day of distraction. Don't just track your time. Own it. Take charge of your day before it disappears. Say no to the things that keep you stagnant. Make space for the actions that move you forward. Use a timer. Use your notebook. Use your calendar. Whatever it takes to keep your time in front of you, do it. Don't leave it to chance. Your life is made of hours. Your results are built in how you use them. If you want to change your life before the year ends, start by changing how you use today. Because time is the most valuable thing you have, and the most dangerous thing to waste. Take it seriously. Move fast. Shift now. Don't just live the next day. Lead it.
Chapter 10. Make yourself proud before this year is over. There's still time left. The year isn't over yet, and you're not finished. No matter how it started, no matter what you've been through, no matter how many times you've stumbled, this part right here, this moment right now, is still yours. You can still make something meaningful happen before the calendar flips, but it won't happen by chance. It won't happen by waiting. It won't happen by repeating the same patterns that left you feeling stuck in the first place. It starts the moment you decide that you are done letting this year pass without proving something to yourself. It's not about impressing anybody else. This isn't about recognition or approval. This is about you. The quiet feeling of knowing you didn't waste more time. The private victory of seeing growth where there used to be excuses. The inner pride that comes from doing what you said you'd do because you finally took yourself seriously. That's the kind of pride that lasts. That's the kind that builds confidence. That's the kind that changes who you are from the inside out. You know what you've been putting off. You know what you've been avoiding.
You've told yourself you'll start next week, when things calm down, when you feel more motivated. But the truth is, the wait hasn't helped. It's only made things harder. The longer you avoid action, the more weight you carry. The more guilt piles up, the more you feel behind. And that feeling doesn't go away by ignoring it. It goes away by doing something about it. You don't need a miracle. You don't need some breakthrough event. You just need to start doing the things you already know would make you proud, not all at once, but one by one, one clear step at a time. Show up early. Finish what you start. Stick to your habits. Speak honestly. Take care of your body. Respect your time. Keep your promises. These aren't complicated things, but when you do them consistently, you start becoming someone you trust again. That's where the power is. When you stop lying to yourself. When you stop negotiating with your excuses. When you stop postponing what matters. And suddenly your days feel different. Your time feels sacred. Your focus gets sharper. And you start realizing, you're not as far as you thought. You were just distracted. You've got to shut the noise down. The distractions, the comparisons, the expectations, they're not helping you. They're stealing your presence. They're stealing your clarity. And right now you need both. You need to be fully present with your goals. You need to be clear about what this next stretch of time means for you. This isn't just another few weeks. It's your chance to close the year with strength. It's your chance to rebuild your momentum, even if you lost it earlier. Nobody's journey is perfect. You're not going to get it all right. But you can still finish the year strong. You can still create a version of yourself you're proud of. You can still look back and say, I didn't quit. I didn't waste it. I didn't give in to laziness or distraction. That alone will make the entire effort worth it. So ask yourself, what would it take to finish this year proud? What does that look like for you? Not what someone else says. Not what's trending online. What have you been avoiding? What goal did you set and walk away from? What habit did you break and never rebuild? What standard did you lower and now regret? Answer those questions honestly, and you'll know exactly where to focus. You don't need to change everything. You just need to fix the things that matter most. Choose three key areas where you know you've been underperforming. Three things you know, if you improve them now, would bring your pride back. Then commit, fully. No more halfway. No more depending on mood or motivation. Just clear action. Every day. Even if it's uncomfortable, especially if it's uncomfortable, because pride doesn't come from comfort. It comes from doing what's hard when it matters most. It comes from showing up when your mind tells you to wait. It comes from acting when it would be easier to make another excuse. That's how you build real self-respect. That's how you take ownership of your time, your growth, your life. This is your responsibility. Nobody is going to hand you confidence. Nobody is going to wake you up early and push you into progress. That's on you. And that's the good news, because it means you're in full control. You don't have to wait for permission. You don't have to wait for the perfect time. The perfect time is the day you stop running from your potential. You have a choice to make. You can finish the year the same way you started, wishing, waiting, wandering. Or you can flip the switch. You can make the final stretch your breakthrough season. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. Every small win, every hard decision, every disciplined moment where you chose growth instead of comfort, it adds up. And it adds up fast. You'll start seeing progress. You'll start feeling different. Not just because your results changed, but because you did. You became someone who doesn't quit on themselves. Someone who follows through. someone who chooses effort over ease, and that version of you, the one who kept going, even when no one noticed, even when no one clapped, even when it was hard, that version is worth fighting for. That version deserves to end the year with pride. So don't waste another day. Don't let the rest of the year be a blur. Don't close another chapter of your life, feeling like you didn't give it your best. Start now. Start today. Pick the habits, pick the mindset, pick the focus, and lock in. There's no magic date coming to save you. There's only now. And if you take this time seriously, you'll enter the next year with strength, with momentum, with the quiet, unshakable pride of knowing you didn't give up on yourself. Make yourself proud before this year is over. You owe yourself that much.